Along with the usual squares, Hollywood is about to bombard cinemas with new old fairy tales, starting with Red Riding Hood. This time, Amanda Seyfried will cast the role as the leading role. Maybe now your question will be who Amanda Seyfried is. Then, let's have a look. 好莱坞又开始上演奇怪用伎俩了。好莱坞说要翻拍老电影了，于是小红帽就被翻拍了。安曼达·塞弗里德就成了翻拍新剧的主角。也许现在你就得问安曼达·塞弗里德是谁了。那么让我们先认识一下她吧。Unlike so many Hollywood stars, Amanda Seyfried was born in a family irrelevant to film industry, but she got the chance of being a child model at the age of 11. Ironically, talking about her early work, Amanda said, I never felt pretty, but it was fun, and I got cool paycheck to buy sweatpants. 跟好莱坞中不少出身电影世家的明星不一样，安曼达出生在一个与电影没有丝毫联系的家庭。但是在11岁时，安曼达却成了儿童模特。可是讽刺的是，安曼达坚持说自己当时从没觉得自己有多可爱，只是觉得这样很好玩，而且还可以买很多糖果吃。For her parents being ordinary doctors, Amanda has never given up study. So, she got training in Broadway for 7 years, which shapes her to be good at singing and dancing. Her interest in astronomy is rather clear.But fervent, and admitted that she was totally indulging talking and studying the weather. 因为父母只是普通的医生，所以阿曼达并没有在追逐荧幕成功的同时而放弃自己的学习。为此，她在百老汇培训了5年声乐，又练习了2年的古典音乐。她的特长是唱歌、跳舞，可她的兴趣爱好却是天文。她曾经说过，希望去研究天象。并为天气而着迷。So, if she hadn't turned actress, she would somehow become a popular singer, and just for her comprehensive talents, she got the chance of co-starring alongside Meryl Streep in Mamma Mia. It was Amanda's first leading role. The film was the 5th highest-grossing film of 2008. Meanwhile, her musical performance in Mamma Mia was released on the film's soundtrack,for which she recorded 5 songs. 所以如果要是她没能成为影星，也许她也会成为一名流行歌手。也是由于这点，她得到了在2008年与梅丽尔·斯特里普联袂出演《妈妈咪呀》的机会。这也是阿曼达第一次出演主角，该片也取得了不错的商业价值。阿曼达以其出众的音乐才华为本片献曲，为该片增色不少。Following her huge success in Mamma Mia, Amanda performed together with Channing Tatum in Dear John. The film received generally negative reviews. Despite the reviews, Dear John became the first film to break up Amanda's box office rank at the United States box office and grossed $80 million US in the US. So, maybe you can guess how much is her attractions. Mamma Mia 为其带来的巨大成功后，阿曼达也与钱宁·塔图姆在分手信中一起合作。虽然该片的评论不太理想，但是却成为了第一部超越《阿凡达》在美国票房的电影，可见阿曼达的号召力也非同凡响。Now, the new film, out in April the 15th, Amanda is cast role as Valerie, who is given the titular hood by her grandmother. Valerie is in love with woodcutter Peter.Yet there are big problems in the living set. A red full moon unleashes the resident Lancaster, so famous werewolf hunter was summoned to kill the beast. So, what on earth will be the new remake film about? Maybe you will have to find it out by yourself, for it will no longer be the familiar story you knew before. 在15日上映的这部新电影中，阿曼达将会饰演 Valerie, 她深爱着伐木工 Peter.但是在故事发生的背景里却笼罩着危险，满月将唤醒潜伏的狼人，而此时一个追捕狼人的猎人又束缚前来，故事到底要怎样发展呢？也许得让我们亲自去看看吧，因为这部由暮光系列的导演制作的电影将展现的是一个恐怖版的小红帽。